The two best-known candidates in the brewing Democratic primary for U.S. Senate both have considerable records to run on. Incumbent Ed Markey's is longer, since he's represented the state in Washington since 1976. That's 4 years before Congressman Joe Kennedy was born. WBUR senior Washington correspondent Kimberly Atkins has been reviewing the records of both Kennedy and Markey and how they could affect the campaign, and she joins us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Kimberly, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with Markey. What are the issues that he's focused on most in his four-plus decades in Congress?
Yeah, so climate change has really been Senator Markey's top issue since he came to Congress. But he's also focused on other issues, including the tech industry and things like net neutrality. One expert told me he thinks Markey knows more about telecom policy than any other member of Congress. And also there's the issue of nuclear nonproliferation. That stretches back to the Reagan years when he was pushing for a nuclear freeze back into the 80s, all the way up into today. And here is Markey on the Senate floor last year after President Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore failed to yield a deal to permanently stop North Korea's nuclear program.
As it turns out, negotiating with North Korea is harder than the president thought. So we must continue to squeeze the regime so that it cannot access the resources necessary to maintain or expand its military capabilities.
Senator Markey on the Senate floor there. Let's come back to the environment and climate change, Kimberly. He's one of the authors of the Green New Deal, but there's more than that.
Right. His record on climate goes back several decades as well. And the environmental concerns have become an early part of his reelection campaign. And his record includes the cap and trade carbon bill that he co-authored in 2009. It passed the House, but it stalled in the Senate. And if you recall, he was also the lead investigator in the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico back in 2010. But Markey's climate focus has really helped him win a lot of endorsements, including from his Green New Deal co-sponsor, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. She's one of the new wave of Democrats in Washington, and he worked jointly with her to file the Green New Deal back in February. Let's listen to what Markey said standing alongside AOC in announcing the Green New Deal.
The green generation has risen up. And they are saying that they want this issue solved. And they want the people who work in this building and occupy the White House to solve this problem. We now have the troops. We now have the money. We're ready to fight. Okay?
So, Kimberly, how does this translate to voter support in this tough re-election challenge for Markey? And what challenges does his legislative record create for this re-election bid?
Well, one of his biggest challenges is that his work is still not really well known by Bay State voters. He faces criticism that he's better known inside the Beltway than inside Massachusetts, and polling has really borne that out. So that's why he's turning to surrogates like AOC to boost his name recognition and to remind voters of his progressive record on some core issues.
All right, Congressman Kennedy now, who came to Washington in 2013, what's he largely focused on?
Well, when he arrived in 2013, there was a lot of question about whether he would try to fill that big vocal space that other members of his family, like his great uncle Ted Kennedy, filled. And he's really taken a very different approach. He's largely kept his head down, really focusing on policy. One political scientist told me that he called Kennedy a workhorse instead of a show horse. Actually, Kennedy and Markey, he described that way. And Congressman Kennedy is really focused on health care, including mental health parity, LGBTQ rights, and immigration. And one example of how he's kept his head down is less than 2 years in, he turned down a powerful leadership role at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee in choosing instead to focus on the legislative work.
All right, the Kennedy name, Congressman Kennedy, part, of course, of the storied political family. Has he used that?
Not really. He's largely stayed away from really bringing attention to his family dynasty, but he hasn't ignored it completely. And when he mentions it, it's usually in a way to try to effectuate policy. For example, here he is in a House floor speech on immigration, where he spoke about how his family left the oppressive conditions in Ireland in the mid-1800s to come to America. And although they face hardships and discrimination, they were able to work to make a better life.
Now, Mr. Speaker, I'm sure that there are Garcias or Ascaris or Rodriguez that share that same story. But the one I tell is not theirs. This family's name is Kennedy. Struggling immigrants whose quest for a better life took them from Ireland's potato famine to Boston's immigrant barrios.
So how has Congressman Kennedy's approach in Washington differed from the many other family members who served there, Kimberly?
Well, he sort of stayed away from the big press conferences and, again, focused on policy, although he has taken a higher profile in recent years as he has led up to this Senate bid. For example, he gave the Democratic response to last year's State of the Union address by President Trump.
Well, he is certainly in the spotlight now, given this U.S. Senate challenge to Ed Markey. So how does his legislative record help him, or how does it hurt Congressman Kennedy in this race?
Well, one big question he has to answer is, what has he done that Markey hasn't done to warrant taking his job? Keep in mind, although they've focused on different issues, they largely agree on all of them. And Kennedy has been stressing structural changes and trying to point out differences between him and Markey. One of those, for example, is Kennedy supports eliminating the legislative filibuster in the Senate, and Markey has not. But he has the higher name recognition. That's the biggest benefit going in. Polling shows him ahead, and that name recognition is a big reason why.
Which is almost incredible, considering that Markey has been around four decades, so much longer than Kennedy.
It really has. And I think that's one thing that Ed Markey has to work on. Folks here, especially folks when you talk about climate change and telecom policy, they know him well. And he has to make sure that the voters know him just as well leading up to next September.
WBUR senior Washington correspondent Kimberly Atkins, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
You can sign up for Kimberly's weekly newsletter, Boston to the Beltway, at WBUR.org/newsletters.